the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to be back behind the microphone. A little under the weather yesterday. You know, I was out in California, the land of the fruits and the nuts, and I think I came down with a little something. So it's good to be back here, and I want to thank our good buddy Jeff Stein for filling in yesterday from our great affiliate, radio station KXEL. We love Stein around here and did a terrific job. But it's interesting, before we get into Hitler, I've got to tell you about, so I go after the show. I was a little off kilter and had to go over to the doctor. And so I head over to the doctor, who happens to be a big Gorka fan, by the way. And so the doctor's there and they're running all the tests and they're like, wow, you are just, man, you're just exhausted. And I said, yeah, I've been burning the candle at both ends and in the middle and up the wazoo. And yeah, I've been busy. We're in the middle of a political season. And then the doctor looks at me and says, I don't get it, because you look great. Everything, all the tests came back and you're suffering from exhaustion, Starnes, but your face looks great. And I said, well, yeah, I said, I've got my makeup on. I've got a really good makeup artist, the lovely Miss Kristen. She comes in every day and puts my face on for Newsmax. So all that to say, I was just downstairs and we do the hair and the makeup before the show. And the lovely Miss Kristen, I told her, I said, look, God forbid I ever kick the bucket, but you're doing my makeup when I'm going to the hereafter. So I got to look good. All that to say, I got a good clean bill of health. They just said get some rest, but I can do that, you know, when I die. In the meantime, I'm happy to hang out with you good folks. So, look, I watched the town hall last night, and I've got a lot of things to say. And I want to have a moment of seriousness with you, because I am very concerned about something here. A couple of weeks ago, Mark Halpern was on my, it was last week, Mark Halpern was on my Newsmax TV show. And he told me that he is very concerned about the left in this country. And by the left, he was talking about the Democrats, suffering quite frankly, a psychotic or mental break if Trump wins the election. And I want to preface my comments by saying this. I have been one of the few folks out there, and I was actually talking to Ben Dieter about this earlier this morning, and I said, am I being too optimistic here? Because I do listen to a bunch of the other talk hosts, and a lot of people are very concerned. They fear that this is going to be stolen, that Trump is not going to be elected. I'm looking at the polling data. By the way, you folks in Georgia, 30% of registered voters in Georgia have already cast ballots. This early voting is off the charts. And the data coming in from the battleground states is showing that it's Republicans outpacing Democrats in early voting right now. And you can thank Donald J. Trump for that. Trump's been out there and he's been telling you to get out there and vote. But a lot of people are still very concerned. And when you listen to this radio program, you're hearing from my heart. You know, I don't share anything. You know, what I share with you does not come from the wazoo. It comes from the heart. And that's an important thing. And I hope you appreciate that. And I may be wrong. Trump may end up losing in a landslide, but I don't think so. I think Trump is going to win, and he is going to win in a landslide if he is still with us. And that's what I'm concerned about. I am gravely concerned about the safety of Donald Trump and Senator J.D. Vance and everybody on that campaign. I'm very concerned. And I think there is something to what Mark Halpern is saying, that there is a great mental demon in this country. And that there are people on the left, and we saw this. If you go back and remember what happened in the 2016 presidential election, and remember the rioting in Washington, D.C., Remember, it was the leftist who stormed the White House. What was it? 60, as many as 60 Secret Service agents were beaten and injured, many of them severely injured. They burned down or tried to burn down St. John's Church, the Church of the Presidents there in Lafayette Square. Does anybody remember that? Because the media doesn't. The media just completely ignored that story. That was the insurrection. They were literally marching on the White House, ladies and gentlemen. They were trying to storm the White House. And if you remember the media coverage at the time, oh, look at that coward, Donald Trump. Those little people with the tiki torches and the Molotov cocktails, they just want to have a conversation with the president in the Rose Garden. But he's running away. Yeah, it was so bad, they had to get the president to a secure location inside the White House compound. And then the media was mocking Trump for running away. Well, what did they... Could you imagine this? Well, talk about triggered. Could you imagine if Trump would have showed up on the front lawn with an AR-15? Go ahead, you pronoun confused soy boys. Make my day. Baron, get me some more ammo, son. I would have loved to have seen that. He would have been elected president for life. So look, in all seriousness, I'm concerned about this rhetoric. Because now you have Kamala Harris out there using her position as the vice president, not as a candidate. She gave a speech from the podium, a podium inside the Naval Observatory, the home of the vice president of these great United States. She was speaking from a podium that had affixed to the front of that podium the official seal of the vice president of the United States. And she was comparing Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler. And we're going to play some of this audio in just a little while. We're going to play the whole thing because you need to hear this. This woman is evil. This woman is demonic. Now, look, here's Anderson Cooper asking Kamala Harris about whether or not she thinks Donald Trump is a fascist. Cut 18.
Do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I also believe that the people who know him best on this subject should be trusted.
So look, there is so much stuff that's going to be coming at you over the next few days, and I want you to be prepared for that. Don't you believe anything the mainstream media is telling you, ladies and gentlemen? Hear me on this. Don't believe a single thing spewing out of the mouth of anybody on cable news television with the legacy media, the drive-by media. Don't believe it. You are going to see deep fakes about Donald Trump. You're going to see AI video footage about Donald Trump. Don't believe any of it. And if it's too weird or too out there, you look for a second, third, or fourth source for your information. And I will say this about CNN and the New York Times and others. They were pitched a story about Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. It came out yesterday in one of the British tabloids. And all of those organizations took a pass on that story because they knew that it wasn't true. So somebody somewhere in those organizations actually has a moral value. I'm shocked. That's why I'm cautious, which is why I'm saying only one of them has a moral value. But somebody in there actually did the right thing in those news organizations. But more of this stuff is coming, folks. You can't believe any of it. But I want to go back to this Hitler nonsense. This is not the first time that they've been comparing Republicans to Nazis or racists or terrorists. And our team put together this montage. Cut 19, please.
In December, you will.
What do you mean by semi-fascism, sir?
In December, you will.
You know what I mean.
And we have to start calling his supporters racist as well. That MAGA MAGA symbol has come to represent something. It is the new Nazi symbol. It is the new hood.
Because they're not a party, right? They're Sinn Féin to the IRA. They're the PLO to Hamas. They're a dime store front for a terrorist movement.
The Republican Party is basically a domestic terrorist cell at this point. And they should be treated as such.
There are elements of the GOP that are starting to look like the jihadists.
Not a political party. They're a white nationalist movement. They're a fascist threat to our nation. That's not hyperbolic. That's academic.
Would have once seemed hyperbolic, but it increasingly does feel like the Republican Party has become a death cult, and it's all about Donald Trump.
There is no alternative right now because the Republican Party project today is a fascist authoritarian project.
Fact is, Republicans in Congress are still in the grip of the ultra MAGA agenda.
Party of dupes, party of knuckleheads, party of weirdos, party of freaks. So that is a simple, simple message. And underneath that, it's the party of nothing.
It has become an authoritarian embracing cult. It is fascist.
We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with their allies in the Congress of the United States.
So that's just a little taste of it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's all the time. Remember, it was Maxine Waters herself telling her supporters in Los Angeles, the goons and the thugs, you get in the face of them Trump supporters. I don't care if they're in the supermarket, the grocery store, the gas station, the restaurants. You get in your faces and you absolutely harass them. That woman ought to be in jail. That's where she needs to be. Because what's happened over these years is that it is the Democrats who have been behaving like Nazis. The Democrats. Now, I want to take you back here, and I did some research as I was at home resting, and they told me bed rest for 24 hours, and so I did a lot of work in bed as I was writing and researching and drinking my delicious community coffee, pecan praline flavored. Very delicious. A little nutty, but tasty. I'm doing all of this research, and I made a very shocking discovery, ladies. Shocking discovery. So it turns out that the Democrats have been calling every Republican presidential candidate going back to Barry Goldwater Adolf Hitler. Every single one of them. I thought, well, surely not Gerald Ford. Oh, Gerald Ford, too. Oh, Jerry. They called Goldwater a Nazi. The Democrats called Richard Nixon a Nazi. They called Ronald Reagan a Nazi. They called George H.W. Bush a Nazi. They called George W. Bush a Nazi. They called John McCain a Nazi. They called Willard Mitt Romney a Nazi, a Mormon Nazi. And ladies and gentlemen, they called Donald J. Trump a Nazi. Anybody? I don't want to step out on it. Anybody see a pattern here? Anybody see a pattern at all here with the Democrats? They're always calling us Nazis. They're always calling us Hitler. But what Kamala Harris did yesterday, she went beyond that. And here's where I think we're going. I think they're going to try to take Trump out again. I really do. They've tried to assassinate this man twice. And by the way, the media has completely erased the story. They just shoved that in a closet. Nobody's talking about that story. Nobody's talking about the two men who tried to kill Donald Trump. Nobody's talking about that story anymore. Why is that? And I do believe that what Kamala Harris is doing with all of this rhetoric is that she's giving somebody a gun, she's giving them the bullets, and giving them permission to take out the threat to democracy. That's what I think is going on here. It is a very dangerous day, and these are very dark times. And ladies and gentlemen, I just have great fear for not only Election Day, but for what happens after Election Day. Because I do believe Trump is going to win. And I want you to hear me on this, folks, and hear me. You stand your ground. you better be posting. If you're a Trump supporter, you better post that Trump sign in your yard. If you've got a car, you put a Trump bumper sticker, you fly that little Trump flag off of your car window, you proudly proclaim that you are a Trump supporter. I don't care if you live in Berkeley, California, you fly the Trump flag. Dare him to come after it. You stand your ground. We've got to send a message to this country. We're not going to tolerate totalitarianism. We're not going to tolerate that. Donald J. Trump is a good and decent man, ladies and gentlemen. And the great irony is that the only people actually behaving like the fascists are, in fact, the Democrats. They're the one who staged a coup and removed the duly elected nominee of their own party and then replaced him with someone who didn't even earn a vote. That's fascism. You want to talk about fascism? The only party that's going out there and knocking down the doors of pro-lifers in the dark of night, guns drawn, raids, that's the Biden FBI hauling pro-lifers into prison. That's fascism. The only fascists I see are Democrats who are going out there and attacking moms and dads for raising questions about pornography in their local schools. You want to talk about fascism? Let's have that conversation. Let's talk about fascism where Steve Bannon, a good and decent man, is in prison right now being held in contempt of Congress, and they won't let him out early. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I hold Congress in contempt. We ought to throw their butts in jail. You want to talk about fascism? Let's talk about fascism. Donald Trump has been arrested and indicted and charged more than Al freaking Capone. You want to talk about fascism? That's the party that's literally got elected promising to throw Donald Trump in jail. And what did Joe Biden say just the other day at a campaign event? He said the quiet part out loud. Joe Biden said, we've got to lock this man up. That is fascism. And the only Hitler I see out there, the only Hitler I see, is wearing a beige pantsuit, cackling like a drunk, talking about Venn diagrams. That's your Lady Hitler. All that to say, ladies and gentlemen, pray for your president. Pray for Donald Trump and his safety. You keep your head on a swivel, and you watch your six. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation honors our nation's greatest heroes, their sacrifices, and helps our nation to never forget. Mario Nelson was a special man who respected and loved America. Mario joined the National Guard after 9/11. He volunteered to help with the recovery efforts at Ground Zero. Later, Mario and his wife had a daughter. Motivated by his 9/11 experience, he enlisted in the U.S. Army. Sergeant Mario Nelson later deployed to Iraq. Just 2 months shy of coming home, he was killed in action at the age of 26. Thanks to the support of friends like you, the Tunnels to Towers Foundation delivered a mortgage-free home to Mario's wife and daughter. In their darkest hours, that home brought them stability, peace of mind, and a place to call their own. Do good in honor of heroes like Mario, heroes who put their lives on the line for our country, our communities, and the freedoms we all enjoy. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
I know, Dylan, I know I talked a bit much during that opening. I had a lot of stuff to say. So, look, hang tight, everybody. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to Pam in Georgia. We want to hear from you as well. Are you concerned the Democrats might try to take out Trump? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Hang tight. We're going right to your calls coming up.
K
Can you imagine your child being lost alone in the woods for 9 days? Well, the new movie, Lost on a Mountain in Maine, produced by Sylvester Stallone, is the inspiring true story of 12-year-old Don Fendler, separated from his family in a fast-moving storm and lost in the remote wilderness of northern Maine. For 9 days, he fights to stay alive with no food, no proper clothing, didn't even know the danger he was in. Don's disappearance captured national headlines, sparking a massive search effort with hundreds of volunteers, including his own father, who was afraid he'd never see his son again. Don't miss the inspirational family adventure film of the year, Lost on a Mountain in Maine from Blue Fox Entertainment, coming to theaters nationwide on November 1st. You can get tickets online right now at LostOnAMountainInMaineMovie.com. That's LostOnAMountainInMaineMovie.com. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. And folks, we're going to be opening up the phone lines across America. If you are hearing of big problems in your areas as far as voting issues, if you are hearing of people coming under attack, and especially young people in their schools because of their support of President Trump, you let us know. As a matter of fact, we have a story up on our website right now from Arizona, Tempe, Arizona, where a high school teacher is now in jail because he threatened Charlie Kirk and Donald Trump Jr. So we're not going to be messing around, but let me say this, folks. You be people of courage and good cheer, right? We're happy warriors, but that doesn't mean we're supposed to be cowards. So we don't want to act like cowards. We want to act like patriots. We want to be manly men. And the women, wield your cast iron skillets with great pride. And dare I say gusto. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Pam in Georgia. Pam, what's on your mind today?
Hello, how are you, Todd? Thank you for taking my call. To answer your question about if we think that President Trump's in danger before the election or even after the election for bodily harm, yes, I do. But the thing that I noticed was, you know, Trump has been called on the carpet by the leftist people about, you know, talking about the enemy within. But I noticed on the montage that you played, and Pelosi was last on there, I think, she certainly did the same thing. So do they have a thing in common? Because she said that 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue was a terrorist place or an enemy place. And she said all of, you know, she even called out Congress. So, she and Trump have something in common that they believe that there is an enemy within.
Well, and that is a fair point. And you're right. Last night, and by the way, Kamala Harris during the town hall with Anderson Cooper. And I got to tell you, old Anderson, he poked the bear a couple of times. And she talked about finding the final solution. She was using a phrase that the Nazis actually used, Pam. Now, isn't this interesting? Because if Donald Trump had said anything like that, he would have been run out of the country. But nobody's talking about that. So a lot of this is just propaganda. And I'm wondering, Pam, if the American people get it now and they understand what's going on. Because the more they call Donald Trump Hitler, the more his polling numbers go up. Have you noticed that, Pam?
Yes, absolutely. And he is far from anybody who could be even compared to Hitler, and I do not believe what the general said at all, given his history with other people in Trump's family, the pushing of Ivanka and so forth. He's not a believable person. But yet Kamala put him up there like he was on a pedestal.
Oh, no doubt about it. And they're going to keep doing that. And I was watching CNN, and there's one of the anchorettes. Her name is Alyssa Farah Griffin, I believe.
And she used to work in the Trump administration, and now she is a raging leftist. And I was just, it made me angry watching this woman, clearly a grifter, and she used her position within the Trump administration to get her a job in the mainstream media. That, to me, tells me that is a person who has no character. And again, if you had a problem with Donald Trump, you should have resigned your post immediately. Why did you stay through the entire 4 years if he's such a horrible man?
Well, she could have been a plant, a mole, a this or that, you know. Nothing would surprise me about anyone's character anymore.
Pam, I'm curious. The reporting out today, what, 30% of registered voters in Georgia have already been to the ballot box. Have you noticed that? Are people talking about they've already gone out to vote?
Yes, you see a lot of people with an in fact, my daughter and I both voted on the first day available, and it was full. It was crowded. And you see a lot of people with an I voted sticker on it. So I would say that those numbers are accurate.
Pam, thank you for the call, and thanks for the intel there. And we love all of our great listeners on WDUN. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be hosting 6 hours of live election night coverage on that day. Where's Ben Dater? Ben Dater! I just realized something. We're doing a 6-hour live election night broadcast for all of our radio stations around the country. We're still doing the 3-hour daily show, noon to 3 show, and I'm doing my 1-hour Newsmax show. What was I thinking?
So the question is, have you partnered up with Red Bull or 5-Hour Energy? They sponsoring the coverage?
I got to put some Red Bull on the Fruit Loops. Jeez Alou. That's going to be a long day. But ladies and gentlemen, I will say this. It's going to be a lot of fun. We will be broadcasting our live election coverage from 6 o'clock Eastern until midnight. And you'll be able to watch us on Rumble TV. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we certainly hope that your local radio station picks up our great coverage. Ben Dieter will be co-anchoring our coverage. And when I tell you we have an all-star lineup, Grace Baker has put together one of the most phenomenal lineups I have seen. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, let's go to Heidi in Maine. WLOB is our great station there. Heidi, what's going on?
He is in danger, and he will be in danger after. And I had this really vivid dream that they're going to do a Kennedy on him.
You think so? They're going to try to get him out in the open like they tried to in Butler.
They're not going to give up until they do what they want to do, what they want to accomplish.
Heidi, this isn't over. I think you're right about that. I also am of the opinion, and the only reason I say what I'm about to say is because they have not been forthcoming with information about either two of these men. I would not be surprised if both of these men had connections to the deep state, whether it be the FBI or the CIA.
You know, it's funny they don't attempt anything on Biden or anybody else, though. Isn't that a little odd?
Then they're dragging out this fake news story in the Atlantic magazine about some chick who said 30 years ago Trump did something to her at Jeffrey Epstein's island. That's a load of crap. As a matter of fact, Jeffrey Epstein wasn't even where she said he was at the time of all of this. So it's fascinating. The mainstream media will go after those kinds of stories, but they won't touch things. And to this point, Heidi, yesterday you had Scott Jennings, who's the conservative on the CNN panel. And he said, well, wait a second, how come we're not talking about Doug Inhofe and the accusation? And as soon as they, whoa, 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 who do you think you are? You can't talk like that on national television. Who do you think you are talking about Doug Inhofe and the allegations that he slapped the ex-girlfriend around and knocked up the nanny? Who do you think you are? This is CNN. We can only disparage Donald Trump on this network. Did you see that, Heidi? It was insane.
I'm glad I don't have a television. Thank you.
Heidi, I've got a big, beautiful, huge flat-screen TV. I wanted to throw something at it.
I don't watch TV. I don't listen to any of that. I just hear things, and you know what? My feelings, like I said, I had a dream about this, and you know, it's very real.
Well, Heidi, you are right to be concerned, and we must pray for the safety of President Donald Trump and Senator J.D. Vance and their families. That's all there is to that. Heidi, got to run. It's Ladies' Day here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to North Carolina, WSJS, our great affiliate there. Beth, What's going on, Beth?
Hello, Todd Storm. Hello. Oh, wait, I sound like Alma over there.
Now, no need to insult yourself there, Beth. Come on now.
I know. I sure did. No, I'm a Trump supporter. Anyway, and I already voted. But my mom the other day voted, like Monday or Tuesday, and she went to one of our local early voting polling areas. She didn't get out of the car. She sat in the car for 2 hours and waited for the people to come up and do whatever they did. But they did not. They did not ask for her license. And I
really?
Was disturbed by that. Yeah, that's right.
Well, how did they know she was who she said she was?
Well, I don't know. Maybe because she's an 86-year-old woman. They just thought, but she said they had just changed shifts or something, and a new guy came out. I said, Mom, it doesn't matter. They should have, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, they should have ID'd you. That's a very disturbing fact going on.
Yeah, that's not good at all. Beth, how is voter turnout across the state of North Carolina?
It's really good. It took me 3 times to vote. I went to the early voting place. The line was too long. I had better things to do. Then next day I went, I had better things to do than wait for 2 hours in the line. And then yesterday I went and I voted for 15 minutes. So that was lovely. But I didn't go at lunchtime this time.
Wow. All right. Well, that's good to know. And we're seeing the same thing here in Tennessee. Very strong voter turnout. But I will say this, Republicans are outpacing Democrats here in the volunteer state. So we got to keep it up. We've got a long way to go before early voting ends. And of course, Election Day. Folks, you got to vote. That's the key. We have got to overwhelm people with the vote. All right. Thank you for that call, Beth. 901-260-5926. Here we go, folks. This is out of Phoenix. Again, a battleground state, Arizona. This is from ABC 15. The Phoenix Fire Department and the POPO, that would be the police, the POPO are investigating after a United States Postal Service mailbox was set on fire overnight. Get this, damaging a number of mailed-in ballots. This happened near 7th Avenue and Indian School Road in Phoenix about 1:30 in the morning, and this is one of those drive-up mail collection boxes. They believe about 20 electoral ballots were damaged. The postal inspector has since taken possession of the damaged ballots in the mail. Blah, 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 blah. Voters should be aware, by the way, that October 25th, that's tomorrow, is the last day to request a replacement ballot. So if a voter believes they were impacted by the incident, they can go to a website, request.maricopa.vote. Looks like some shenanigans already happening there in Arizona. Yesterday, by the way, there were some big problems at a Wisconsin polling place, which had a heavy Republican turnout. So, look, we've just got to keep an eye on things. That's what we've got to do here, folks. All right, we've got to also take a quick break as well. Oh, by the way, a Family Research Council has a great voter's guide, and it doesn't matter. They've done it for all the congressional races. So if you want to see where the candidates stand on the big issues, all you need to do is go to toddstearns.com and click on our live show blog, and you will see the link there. Our live show blog, by the way, is the very first story at the top of the page. All right, I've got to tell you folks about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and I love what they do. They just have a fun time selling phones. They love what they do, but you know what they love even more? There is one thing they love even more than getting you signed up for their coverage. They actually use their profits to support our veterans, our first responders, those serving in the military right now. They are literally the only Christian conservative wireless provider in this country, and they're putting the cause ahead of profits. You say, what does that mean? Well, it means they're helping groups like Folds of Honor, Tunnels to Tower, Boots for Warriors, many other organizations. And they do that because they love America. and they have a great, great team. Now, a lot of you have questions. You say, Todd, that's all well and good. We love the military, too. We are Christian. We're conservative. We just need to make sure we can get a good signal. No worries. It turns out that Patriot Mobile has access to all three major networks, and that means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to. But your money's not going to be supporting liberal causes. It's going to be supporting conservative causes. And get this, and this is my favorite part, their U.S.-based customer service team based right here in America. And they're good conservative kids that are answering. I don't even have a problem with my Patriot Mobile. I just want to call up and talk to customer service because they're nice people and they speak English. That's very rare these days. So here's the deal. You can keep your number. You get to keep your phone. You can upgrade if you want to do that. They're going to help. They're going to help you find the best plan for what you need. Here's where you need what you need to do. Go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now, you're going to get free activation, but you have to use my offer code, and that offer code is Todd, T-O-D-D. Again, if you want to call, they're happy to answer your questions. Some of the kindest Christian college kids you're going to meet, they're going to answer the phone. 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Todd.
A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss and your gain. For the first time ever, you can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices, only $14.88. But it gets better. For a limited time, they're offering their entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Get queen-size MyPillows for just $18.88. Upgrade to a king for only a buck more. Get the body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use MyPillows for only $9.98. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever. On top of that, receive free shipping on orders over $75. There have never been offered this low before. There are limited quantities. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to get the standard MyPillow for only $14.88, the lowest price ever.
All right, you got to go back into the Todd Stearns Show time machine to the year of our Lord, 2020, when Brett Kavanaugh and was coming under attack. This would have been the confirmation hearings for Brett Kavanaugh, and she was just incredibly nasty. She was the one leading the charge against Kavanaugh. And, of course, you remember the accusation. You had the accusation that he did something to a girl back at a party. Was this in high school or college? It was just ridiculous. But she was all over it. All over it. You got to believe the woman. That's what you got. You got to believe the woman. That's what you have to do. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have some new developments here. This is coming from the Daily Mail. The ex-girlfriend of Doug Emhoff, the second gentleman, has now come forward, and she is speaking out publicly today. And she says that Doug Emhoff attacked her, and it happened in a valet line, and he smacked her in the face. Her claim is shocking, no doubt, but it's also been backed up by two friends who she spoke to immediately after this happened back in 2012. And she told another person in 2018 about all of this. It happened. They were at the Cannes Film Festival. They were in a parking lot. They were waiting in the valet line. And that's she innocently put her hand on the valet's shoulder, and Emhoff hauled off and slapped her so hard it spun her around. This is disgusting. She said, I was completely caught off guard. I'm not bracing. I'm in 4-inch heels wearing a full-length gown. It's between 2 and 3 a.m. He slapped me so hard I spin around. I'm in utter shock. She says, quote, in that moment, his mask dropped and I saw his dark side. By the way, don't forget, this is the same guy who got his nanny pregnant.
even though he was married at the time. And by the way, that allegedly led to the divorce. Or maybe he was slapping around his wife. We don't know. That's just speculation. But, you know, any man who does that to a woman, that's not a man. You know what that is? That's a tampon Timmy. That's what that is. I'm telling you, folks, there's a lot of dirt here. The media, they're going to ignore this story. Kudos to the Daily Mail and also to Breitbart, John Nolte, writing a piece here. We're going to get into more of it coming up. We got to take a quick break. Hang tight, everybody. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Having a baby comes with so many unexpected challenges, but diaper rash shouldn't be one of them. For me, there was nothing worse than seeing my little one with an uncomfortable diaper rash. It makes everything harder, from bath time to diaper changes, and left me feeling totally helpless. But now baby butts can rejoice because new Huggies Skin Essentials are here. A brand new dermatologist-approved line of diapers, wipes, and pull-ups training pants, all designed with baby's sensitive skin in mind. The Skin Essentials diapers features the Skin Protect liner and help protect against the top two causes of rash by managing moisture and runny mess. The wipes are thick and have zero harsh ingredients for a great gentle clean. And pull-up Skin Essentials have got your big kid covered too, with a training pant that is ultra soft and breathable to help protect sensitive skin throughout potty training. So if you want the best for your baby's bottom, learn more at Huggies.com. Once again, head to Huggies.com to learn more.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us today as we count down towards Election Day and saving this great nation. Wow, we've got a packed hour. Also, Caroline Leavitt, President Trump's press secretary, is joining us in the last hour of the program today. 5 o'clock Eastern, we're going to have a wild Newsmax TV show, so you're going to want to tune in for that. Also, President Trump is expected to speak, so some of the show might get interrupted, but it's okay because it's President Trump. Well, there was a bit of a dust-up over at UCLA. Ben Shapiro was delivering a speech, and the university tried to derail Ben Shapiro's speech. Now, this shouldn't be a surprise here, folks. We've seen the studies. What is it? I saw a study just a couple of days ago that for every 9 Democrat professors on American campuses, there is 1 Republican professor. So what does that tell you? Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend. He is the chief comms officer for Young America's Foundation, great American patriot. He is also a senior columnist at Town Hall, Spencer Brown. Spencer, has been a long time, my friend.
It has been a while. It's great to be back with you.
We were young and good looking back in the day, and now I'm old, but you somehow are still young. I don't understand how you must be hanging out with all those great conservatives.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said for hanging out with all these bold conservative activists that are willing to stand up to any opposition, whether it's from, as you were mentioning, their professors, the administrators at these schools, the leftists on these campuses, the off-campus leftists who show up and invade and set up these, you know, little Hamas tent cities. It's great to see that they're still willing to stand up and put up a fight. And I think each of these events, like the one you just mentioned at UCLA this week, really debunks this idea that conservative ideas aren't in demand among the rising generation, because we had 1,200 people in the room, a couple hundred more outside just trying to get in if they had any empty seats. And it really shows that these ideas the students do want to hear them. It's just that universities are pretty scared to let that happen.
So what happened with Shapiro? I know he does a lot of these campus events, but this one was pretty important to him because he went to school at UCLA, did he not?
Yeah, that's correct. UCLA was sort of a homecoming for him. Obviously, UCLA, for obvious reasons, their bias being the main one, doesn't highlight him as one of their successful alumni, even though he's arguably one of the most impactful that they've turned out over there. But yeah, this was an event that we wanted to do. We were working with the YAF chapter on campus, and this wasn't the first event we did there. We tried to host a lecture last spring during the semester with scholar Robert Spencer about how everything students there have been told about Palestine is wrong, and that was when there was a pretty violent and active Hamas encampment there at UCLA, and the university allowed that encampment to continue to rage, but actually blocked our event. They locked the room down and didn't even let anyone in when that was supposed to take place in the spring. So this fall, the YAF students, still undeterred, decided that they wanted to try again and worked with us to bring Ben Shapiro in, and the school did let it happen, but not without a whole laundry list of restrictions and requirements. And the day of the event, the administrators told the school employees to go start tearing down the posters advertising the lecture. They tried to keep us from having a standby line. They just pull all these dirty tricks. They're kind of the scoundrels of higher education. But again, our students were, you know, undeterred. We were undeterred, and we ended up having a great event. But we're, of course, still suing UCLA for what they did in the spring semester, violating the constitutional rights of our students there.
You know, one of the things I love about YAF, you guys are all about, you know, educating and raising up these next generation conservatives. And this is going to be, I think, very, very important. And Spencer, right now, I just don't think people understand that technically we do not have a conservative movement in the party. It's a populist movement. But there's going to come a time where we have to have those discussions and those debates about what does it mean to be a conservative. And it's nice to know that you guys are out there, you know, staying true to the mission and teaching young kids middle school to college. You guys are teaching kids about conservatism.
Yeah, it's really been sort of a whole of the conservative movement kind of thing. You know, YAF was around at the very beginning with Reagan and Goldwater and William F. Buckley, and we've continued to highlight those connections and the values that they espoused. Notably, this Sunday actually is the 60th anniversary of Reagan delivering his very famous Time for Choosing speech that I think remains sort of one of the best encapsulations of modern conservatism to this day. And so, you know, we look to and train students in those values, those bedrock tried and tested and proven values that continue to provide for more individual freedom and economic liberty and support traditional values and a strong national defense, all those sorts of things. And like you said, I mean, our programs just continue to expand because, again, these ideas are in demand, and schools today and even community organizations aren't highlighting these important values anymore. So we started, you know, as a college student organization back in the 60s, then more recently, a little over a decade ago, added high school programs, and then just within the last few years added these middle school expeditions just to introduce young people, younger and younger people even, to these ideas of leadership and personal responsibility. So that way we make sure by the time they get into high school and then college, you know, they know what it is to be a good leader by following and learning from the examples of people like Reagan and Goldwater and Buckley.
There's a survey done back in 2022. They said Gen Z voted at a higher rate in 2022 than that of Gen Xers and millennials. There is another report that 41 million members of Gen Z will actually be eligible to vote in 2024. And I'm curious, you know, what are you hearing out there? Are young people going to the polls, and are they voting for Trump?
Well, yeah, it's been very interesting to see people, specifically, you know, the pundit class, which I guess maybe I'm a part of. I'm not sure. I like to think that maybe I'm more of the activist class, but they've kind of grappled with how to define and how to even just poll Gen Z. And YAF, obviously working with young people every day, we do our own polling here, and we found that the main important issues among the rising generation continue to be economic issues, which when you look at the way things are going now, you look at sort of the policy proposals that have come out so far, it's pretty clear, you know, which side will do more to address the economy. And I think what's notable about that is that while, you know, Democrats or the Harris campaign or even just leftists will make it out to be that the main issue for Gen Z, you know, is abortion or transgender issues, or, you know, they they obviously view it as they want to continue pushing this transgender movement. But that's not what young people are actually worried about or focused on. They're focused on the economy because they know their future opportunities and their ability to build their own American dream and start a family and things like that really hinges on whether or not they have the freedom to do those things and if they're able to do so with any sort of prosperity. And so it's been interesting to see that while the left will tell you, you know, young people are all thinking this way, that's not actually the case. They're very focused on whether or not they will have opportunity in the future. And even now, I mean, college students, you know, look at the cost of college, unemployment, you look at inflation, young people are being hit by these things too. And they also see their parents struggling with it.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. All right, Spencer, where can people go if they want to get information on how to support the mission over at Young America's Foundation? Tell us where they can do that.
Yeah, the best place to go is our website, which is just yaf.org. And there you'll find all the information on upcoming campus lectures. We're going to be at Cornell University with Ben Shapiro next Monday. We've got a ton of events coming up, conferences for those students I was mentioning from middle school all the way to college, and a ton of other opportunities there to get involved with us and help us continuing to make sure that young people have a chance to hear these conservative ideas.
You know, I love doing these, and I've spoken at just dozens of these conferences, and I love the one out at the Reagan Ranch Center in Santa Barbara, but I got to tell you, Spencer, it's not given the speech is a piece of cake. It's the questions. You know, you guys make you guys put us to work. You know, the kids get to ask questions and it's a lot of fun and they're always very respectful, but I think it's a Stump Starnes segment. That's what I think it is.
Yeah, I am continually impressed by our students, even the middle school students. I was just out at a middle school expedition in Santa Barbara last week, and the questions they were asking of our speakers sounded better than some of the questions I think you'd hear in a lecture hall at UCLA.
Wow, that's impressive. All right. Well, Spencer, good to have you back with us, and we're going to get you back on a regular basis. You're a great writer and columnist as well, and Young America's Foundation's blessed to have you.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it.
All right. The great Spencer Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the chief comms officer for Young America's Foundation. And in all seriousness, in the coming years, we're going to have a conversation sooner, maybe later, hopefully later. But we're going to have a conversation about what it means to be a conservative in this country. Right now, it's all hands on deck, and we've got to fight the communist. I mean, that's ultimately what the fight is about. All right, let's go to the phones real quick here. Mark from the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, Todd, I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
I'm getting ready to go out and vote here in Florida today. But first, Todd, you know, I gave Newsom a nickname, Slimeball Slickhead Newsom. You knew that. I've got one for Walt. He looks like Elmer Fudd.
Oh, he does.
Or we could call him Finfoot. You know, he loathes and probably shoots a gun like Elmer, and has a striking resemblance.
It's the forehead.
You could have Jim Gosselin, your buddy there that does those clips, do a skit on it, you know? Be wary, wary, quiet. I'm hunting rabbit, but in his case, it'd be quail.
Actually, that's Paul Shanklin, who's our parody writer. Yep, he does a great job, too.
I think he would be good on that. You could choose one of the theme songs. Second, Trump, you know how he did his thing at McDonald's? Why don't Harris and Waltz do Chuck E. Cheese? Harris, you know, could be a deranged mouse, and Waltz could be Elmer Fudd.
Well, Mark, you've given us all something to think about. Have fun at the ballot box, and let us know how things go out there.
Thanks. You know, this is the final stretch to protecting this country. My advice from one Christian to another, stop bench warming at the church and get up off your asses and get out and vote before it's too late.
Well said, Mark. And you're right. That's what it is. Folks, in all seriousness, and Mark, thank you for that call. Mark is absolutely right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the time for everybody to get off their buttocks and get to the ballot box. Pastors across America, don't be afraid to speak out. By the way, the atheist, those little godless heathen atheists, I know that's an oxymoron, but bear with me, the godless heathen atheist, or what are the Freedom from Religion Foundation people. And they're all upset because J.D. Vance was at a church, and he said something about President Trump at a church. Let me say something. These people are sleazeballs. That's who they are. Because they never target any of the black churches. Kamala Harris is down at a black so-called Baptist church in Atlanta, Georgia, talking about how she gets down on her knees to pray, allegedly. And that's okay. They give those black churches a complete pass. Every single one of these black churches that have opened up the doors to Kamala and Hillary Clinton and all the others, they never get attacked. Never. But if President Trump shows up at the First Baptist Church of Bucksnort, Tennessee, guess who's getting their IRS exemption revoked? You know what, pastors? I say, call them on the bluff. You get up there and you're an American citizen. Tell your people to get out and vote. You don't have to tell them who to vote for, but you can tell them to vote your values. That's what you can do. And that's what we've got to do. All right, we got to take a break, too. We got to do that. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And I am wondering, any of you out there, has your pastor actually spoken about this from the pulpit? Has he been encouraging you to get out to vote? Because here in Memphis, Tennessee, let me tell you what's going on. One of the large black churches, they're loading up church members in buses and taking them to vote. Could you imagine if the conservative evangelical churches of America did that? All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
When she doesn't want to answer a question, her habit is to kind of go to word salad city. And she did that on a couple of answers. One was on Israel. Anderson asked a direct question, would you be stronger on Israel than Trump? And there was a 7-minute answer, but none of it related to the question he was asking.
So that was David Axelrod last night on CNN. And the campaign really did think that this was going to be a cakewalk. Keep in mind, she took off 2 days. 2 days she took off just to prepare for last night, and it was a complete disaster. By the way, now Kamala Harris's numbers are dropping like a rock in the black community. And I want you to listen to this interview. MSDNC sent one of their little anchorettes, one of the lady reporters, to interview a bunch of black voters in Detroit, Michigan. Here's how that went.
What are your feelings? And let me start with the women here about Kamala Harris.
She's a woman of color. I'm not putting her down because of that. And I'm not putting her down because she's a woman. I'm not a feminist, so I'm sorry. But at the end of the day, I don't think that she has the personality. I don't think that she has what it takes to go up against Putin and go up against these other presidents that are built for this. I don't want to be scared because my president is scared. I want my president to feel secure and manly and about it.
We brought up gender, right? Like, do you think it matters that she's a woman and people aren't comfortable having a woman in a top leadership role?
No, I don't think that, because most men, they love their mothers. They love their wives. So as a woman, most men, they respect the woman, but she just don't have the qualification or the education to really run America, because she don't have the experience. She don't understand our struggles. And for me to believe you for another 4 years, you're crazy.
Right.
Like, you're crazy. You're saying the same thing that you said 4 years ago.
So the fact that she's the vice president,
that's
to
just
you
the
is
bottom line.
You're like, you've been here, you've had a chance.
Yes. Well, for me, the very first time I ever heard the name Kamala Harris, it was in association to locking up parents for a truancy. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I ever heard of her name. And I really didn't understand how this person claims to be a black woman, but yet she's locking up black women and black men and separating families.
This is a thing that is, Trump talks about this a lot. He says, you know, Kamala Harris became black when it was convenient.
Right. Yep.
Can you talk to me about, do you agree with him on that? Do you feel like she's wearing her blackness?
Absolutely. When she sworn into the Senate, it was as the first Indian American.
Thank you.
Which is, it's fine. We don't care. Yeah.
We all know she's not black. Let's understand that. We are all clear of that. But my point of view is, like I told you earlier, she's already been there. She's in office right now.
Oh, no, you didn't. What? Wait, what? She's not what? Jeez, hello. The jig be up, Kamala. Let me say this. And you know when everybody figured out that she wasn't in the black community, when they figured out Kamala wasn't black, as was just alleged in the interview, not from yours truly, because I'm a man of the Caucasian persuasion, but you know when that day was. Ben Dieter, do you know the day? Todd Starnes, I can pinpoint the exact day when they realized this woman ain't black.
When was it?
When she announced to the nation that she prepared her collard greens in a bathtub where she washes her ass. Nobody does that. I'm just saying. And by the way, nobody wants to talk about this. You know there's a ham hock in that bathtub somewhere. Hope they fish that out. That's going to clog up the pipes there. I got to take a break. We'll be right back, America.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a 70-year-old man. I'm not young, a young guy. And I'm an ex-athlete. Well, yeah, when I was taking it, I recognized that I was feeling better. You know what I'm saying? And just mentally, knowing is important also.
I am a customer of you guys. I love your product. Love it, love it. Nothing but good things to say about your product. I love it. And as long as y'all are going to sell it, I'm going to take it as long as I can.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
All right, new polling data shows the Commonwealth of Virginia now in play for Republicans. Also, this just in from North Carolina, where Republicans have now taken the lead in mail-in and early voting. So a lot of Republicans heading to the polls early. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to our good friend. His name is Dalton Glasscock, Chief Executive Officer of Stearns Media Group, also serves on the Wichita City Council. And Dalton, I'm curious. I know early voting is happening in Kansas. How's the turnout looking in the heartland?
Well, first I'd ask, have you voted yet, Todd?
Oh, I did. Day one of early voting, my friend.
Good. You're a good American.
Well, by the way, I have to tell the funny story about that, though. So I go down to do the early voting, and we've got all the candidates here. You know, it's like a big circus outside, and to walk in there. And the lady that, you know, they have a lot of Todd Starnes show listeners there in Germantown. And the lady said, oh, hello, Mr. Starnes. How are you? And I said, I'm fine. Thank you very much. I'm here to vote. She goes, great. I need to see your ID.
Hey, that's promising.
I love that.
Every single polling place across the country.
Absolutely.
Well, I also took your lead, and I voted day one in Wichita. And it was the busiest. I normally vote the first day of early voting in person. And it was the busiest that I've been able to do since 2016. It was packed. It was lined outside of the door. But it was also efficient. And I only had to wait maybe 20 minutes.
So did you have, like, the machines, or did you do the paper ballot?
So in Wichita or Sedgwick County, our machine, so I vote on machine, and then the machine prints off a paper ballot that then gets counted as a paper ballot. And so the machine prints you off. Basically, the machines, I tell people, it's a giant printer, and it prints you off your ballot, and then your ballot actually gets inserted into a different counting, like locking device.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's now here in Tennessee, they print it out for you, and then you fill it out, and then they put it. You know, you actually physically have to put it into the machine, and then you get your receipt and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, every single ballot in Sedgwick County is a paper ballot. It just depends whether or not it's a printed paper ballot, and you type them basically on a computer and it printed out the machine, but or you count it by hand, so the exact same.
Dalton, what do you think is generating the surge of early voters among Republicans? Typically, Republicans do not do this. We normally wait till Election Day.
Well, I think we've seen the success that Democrats have had in early voting, I think, number one. Number two, I think the Trump campaign and the Republican Party has hit early voting heavier than they ever have prior to this. And I think number three is people are just tired, and they want to get this election over with. They're going to vote. And they just want to cast their ballot and then see what happens on November 5th.
You know, some of these states are already announcing it could be days or weeks before they know the results. How is that humanly possible in the United States of America, the leader of the free world?
Well, each day, I mean, America, each state runs their own election office. And from there, each county runs their own election office. And so you have a lot of different jurisdictions. Some are better well-managed than other jurisdictions. But I know in Central County, our results are called every single election night. I think the latest it's been is maybe 1 a.m., but every single time results are called. So really, because we have a very dispersed way to be able to manage elections, which I think is a good thing for America, sometimes some are better managed than other counties and other cities.
You know what? I'm curious to get your take on this. The Atlantic came out with this massive hit piece on Donald Trump. And what I found fascinating, and we gave them credit earlier in the show, is that CNN, I think MSNBC, The New York Times, they had all been fed this story as well. And they chose not to run it because it didn't pass muster. I think one of the British tabloids ended up publishing it. But I think the reality is that there's going to be a lot of mud here coming out against Trump. And I think I'm wondering if the American people have said, you know what, we're just done with all this. You know, now the whole thing with Kamala Harris using the vice presidential mansion as a base to basically call Trump a fascist and Hitler. And when you look at history, Dalton, every single Republican running for office, the presidency, since Barry Goldwater, the media or the Democrats have called Adolf Hitler, including George H.W. Bush. They called him Hitler, too.
I mean, I haven't seen the news about that yet, but I think, you know, that speaks that people are tuned out. If I'm tuned out, I'm politically involved, I'm politically engaged, and I'm not hearing these stories, I don't think the average American voter is hearing these stories. The average American voter is taking their family and their kids to go play soccer on a Thursday evening. They're trying to make meals on a Wednesday evening. They're trying to enjoy the break they have from work on the weekend. A majority of Americans are not weird like you and I and paying attention every single day to the news story. Majority of Americans just want to live their life and not have to deal with the drama every single day.
It was fascinating just to hear the, you know, people are just tired, and especially the black community. And MSDNC, they sent a reporter out to Detroit, and they interviewed all these black people that were gathered for an event. And to the person, they were just blasting the Democrats and Kamala Harris. And I think people just get to a point where they're like, you know what? Stop taking our vote for granted. We are all individual human beings. We believe in certain things, and Kamala Harris is not the person we're going to vote for. I just think the Democrats are in for a rude awakening.
I think people are just turning off the noise, but I also think Trump is going to, I think all polls indicate that he's going to have the highest percentage of Hispanic votes of any Republican nominee for president. I think he saw.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think there's a longer question here, too. I think in 2016 and 2020, you saw that he had a very high percentage of the gay vote. I think he has a higher percentage of the African-American vote than some Republicans previously.
And it's because people don't want to be defined by one characteristic. We're all holistic humans. We also have different beliefs and we care about different issues. And really, it comes down to the economy. And people, when they go to the ballot box, that is the only question they're going to be asking. Is my life going to be better off 4 years from now than it is currently, or am I going to continue the status quo? And that's a question that every single American has to ask themselves.
And I think that's a fair point. And everybody is talking about the grocery store prices. Everybody. And I think ultimately, Dalton, I know people are upset about crime and, you know, the border. But when you're having to pay almost three times as much for a gallon of milk or getting, you know, my delicious King Cotton bologna, that's a problem.
I mean, I think it's the invisible hand narrative is that if people voted in their self-interest and voted with how it was going to affect their life, I think you would actually see dramatic differences in American politics. And I think you would have better representative government in that way.
I was at LAX over the weekend. You know, I was over in L.A. Doing some events and got to the airport. I thought, you know what? It's lunchtime. I'll get lunch. And they've got the brand new terminal. And there's a place called Fat Sal's. And Dalton, you would think that a guy named Fat Sal would actually produce a pretty darn good sandwich, right? So I
hope so.
Yeah. So I ordered the pastrami sandwich. I thought, you know what? I'm in the mood for a pastrami sandwich. And it was a hot.
Pastrami's disgusting. I don't know why you chose that.
It's a hot pastrami sandwich. It's very delicious.
Oh, even worse.
So I get the sandwich, and it was like $25 for a sandwich. So I thought, this has to be one of those Carnegie Deli, you know, where they pile on like 8 pounds of you know, pastrami. And they went skimpy on the pastrami. And I'm like, dead gummit. I'm like, Biden did this, Glasscock. And
I am. First mistake, you were also doing it inside of an airport, too.
It doesn't matter. Nobody should have to pay that much for a pastrami sandwich. At least put some meat on that sandwich.
You went into Wichita.
Well, that's true. So, look, how do you think Kansas is going to go? You guys are weird. I just want to say this. I know we have a lot of listeners on KQAM. I can't ever figure you guys out. One season, you guys are voting for the Republicans, and the next, it's the Democrats, and it makes absolutely no sense.
Well, we like to keep it competitive in Kansas, but, I mean, you look at the presidency. We haven't voted for a Democrat for president since the 70s. We have the longest-held seat in the United States Senate by any party in the history of the country, and no Democrat has held a U.S. Senate seat in Kansas since the 1930s. The exception to that is our governorship, which has actually flipped hands back and forth. And I think Kansans want people to work together. We don't want to deal with the political bullcrap that we see on all sides. And so we just want people to work together. And sometimes that means you have to hold, you know, your party that you're voting for accountable to. And I think that's what it comes down to. We want people to work together in a bipartisan fashion. I think that's the history and foundation of Kansas.
I suppose that's a good answer. I mean, look, I feel good about this. I really do, Dalton. There are a lot of people that are just really freaking out right now, but I think Trump looks good. I think he's been on message. And honestly, I'm with you. I think we've gotten to the point where people are done with the rhetoric. They know who they're going to vote for. They're going to go get it over with and see what happens on election night.
My prediction, I still believe Trump loses the popular vote, but I believe he wins the Electoral College and wins the presidency.
Really? You see, I think he wins both. You want to wager
let's wager a
pastrami sandwich on that.
Deal. Okay, no, you get if you win, I get pastrami. If I win, I'll choose a healthy, let's say, vegan dish just to torture you.
Oh Lord, I get lost in that section of the supermarket.
Well, I'll find your way through. Don't worry.
I'm like, I actually bought somebody on staff once. I thought it was like their green sludge drink, but it turned out to be some sort of a cleaning material. It all looks the same to me. All right.
It probably does the same thing to your body, too.
Good point. Dalton Glasscock, he says, prediction, Trump loses the popular vote, wins in the Electoral College. All right, we shall see.
The presidency.
How does Trump do in Kansas, by the way? You think he's going to pull off Kansas?
If he doesn't pull off Kansas, we're going to have much bigger problems as a party as a whole.
We have well said. Well, that's a conversation for another day. All right, Dalton Glasscock, we're going to be talking to you on election night. You're going to be part of our election night coverage, and that's going to be huge. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I couldn't miss it. Nobody listening should miss it either.
All right, Dalton Glasscock, everybody, CEO of Stearns Media Group, and he serves on the Wichita City Council, one of the top fiscal conservatives in this country, this guy right there. Okay, real quick, let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Dwight in Bartlett, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Dwight. What's going on?
Well, it's a beautiful day. And two or three days, nights ago, I saw that women prisoners are having a terrible time. I'm sorry. They probably deserve to be there, but I hate to, they don't have enough feminine products. And I'm a great, I went to Vietnam. I had a business in Memphis for 31 years. And I'm a strong Republican. I recognize that Donald Trump is the best president in my lifetime. I'm only 80. But anyway, I want to be do what's right with politics, and recognizing that Tampon Tim has, you know, he stuffed his all of his boys' bathrooms in Wisconsin with feminine products. I wish he'd just go ahead and donate. Kamala could urge him to donate those products to the local prisons all over the country for women to help them out.
Well, I think this is a wonderful idea, Dwight. So you're saying that we should remove Tampon Tim, should remove the lady products from the boys' bathrooms there at the high schools in Minnesota and send them to these women's prisons across America.
Yeah, I know the boys would have a lot less fun to talk around to, but, you know, yes, I do. I really think that'd be a good deal. And about that, I'm glad you like that sandwich, but I owned Tasty Old Donuts for 31 years in Fraser, and my brother-in-law Jerry told me I ought to put smoked sausage sandwiches in there.
Mm.
And I went to a local place, and I got Circle B smoked sausage, and I deep fat fried them. Not in my donut cooker, but man, I'd cook them until they were almost black, and I'd throw mustard on them and some homemade
delicious
slaw.
Ooh, slaw too. Ooh. Now, is this the mustard slaw or the hot slaw or the regular slaw?
Oh, I use regular slaw.
All right.
Myself.
Oh, wow.
And I say, if I couldn't sell a smoked sausage sandwich, I told people I need to turn in my plastic apron because I had the best donuts in this county.
Wait, now tell me the name of the donut shop again, Dwight.
Tasty-O Donuts. Tasty-O.
Ooh.
Donuts. Memphis Magazine picked us the best in Memphis 1 year only, but we really we did a good job. And that fellow in the afternoon that does KWAM, what's his name?
Oh yes, that's our local station. That's right. What about Earl Farrell?
Yeah, he came in one morning and watched me make donuts, and he was reported on the radio, you know. Just
where's Ben Dieter? Ben Dieter, we're going to have to send you over, and maybe you could. Oh, well, Dwight, you've sold the place now. You said you've sold the donut shop. Otherwise, we could send Dieter over there.
Let me jump in here real quick. I'm looking at Yelp reviews about this red donut restaurant, and they rave reviews for the donut shop in Fraser.
Tasty.
Well done.
Well, I'll tell you what. We loved it, and I think we did a good job. We supported Fraser T-Ball for about 25 years, longer than anyone else.
A great patriot.
I loved all my customers. I mean, anyone that came in there. And my deal was there may have been as good a customer somewhere in this county, but there were no better customers than came in to Tasty Old Donuts to grab some good.
Well, are they still good now that you've sold the place?
No, he only made it a year, but you know, I do want to give a shout out, and this is good. He ought to give me a big bonus for this, but I opened up one for someone else in Arlington, Tasty Old Donuts, and taught him how to make it and all.
Wow.
And worked there a solid week, and frankly, he does a good job over there, and so he's on Elon Road in Arlington.
Well, I have a suspicion that a lot of our listeners in West Tennessee, and we've got several stations that carry the program, I can assure you they're going to be making a beeline to Tasty O Donuts there in Arlington. Dwight, we're going to put you on hold. I want to get your contact information, and we want to send you a little something. And we sure do appreciate you listening to our flagship station, KW. You never know. We're talking about tampons or sausage sandwiches. You just never know. But I like Dwight's idea because apparently they're having a tampon shortage over at the ladies' prison. And Dwight says, why doesn't Tampon Tim step up to the plate? Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is the fundraising effort, Tampons Across America. All right, we'll kind of work on that. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
In a world where healthcare costs spiral out of control, ShareRight emerges as the beacon of hope, offering healthcare done the right way. We understand the struggle of balancing health and finances. That's why ShareRight fosters a community of support, where members share medical expenses and encourage one another. Picture saving 30 to 50% on your healthcare bills. With ShareRight, it's not just a dream, it's reality, but it's more than just savings. ShareRight grants you the access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, don't settle for outdated insurance. Join the ShareRight movement and experience healthcare done the right way. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hey, ToddStearns.com, if you want to start your Christmas shopping a little early or Halloween shopping, you need to go to our website, ToddStearns.com, and click on the store, and you'll be able to find access to all sorts of great products, including, and you're going to want to get this, if you've got a grandma, if you've got a mom, if you've got an aunt, or even an auntie, you're going to want to get them a copy of my book. It's called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. You're going to have so much fun reading this. And you can get a signed copy at ToddStearns.com in our store. Also, you can get yourself a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Let me say something. This is a great book to get your young person. If you have a teenager, they need to be reading this book so they can understand what America is all about. They're going to learn things in this book there they will never teach them in your local government-funded classrooms. So again, ToddStearns.com. Check out the company store there. You're going to love it. Hey, Caroline Levitt from Team Trump coming up next.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, I love it. I'm 83 years old, and it has helped me.
Everything was okay. I feel better. I just turned 90, so I'm doing real good.
I'm doing great. You know, some guys tell me, oh, that's psychological, man. I said, let me tell you something. I don't care what it is. It's working.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Extravaganza. The only place for hilarious conservative conversation. Right here, we're also going to be talking pickles and who knows. I don't know. You never know what happens. People are going to drop by. We're talking about sausage or pickles or pastrami on rye. We just have a good time. We hang out together, and it is an honor to have you with us as well. Hey, coming up a little bit later on this hour, Caroline Levitt is going to be here. She is President Trump's National Press Secretary. We're going to talk about that insane town hall meeting yesterday. Here's Kamala Harris, by the way, talking about Donald Trump, comparing him to Hitler. Cut 14.
He said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had. Donald Trump said that because he does not want a military is loyal to the United States Constitution. He wants a military that is loyal to him. He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally. One that will obey his orders even when he tells them to break the law or abandon their oath to the Constitution of the United States. In just the past week, Donald Trump has repeatedly called his fellow Americans the enemy from within, and even said that he would use the United States military to go after American citizens.
It's simply not true. She's lying. The reality is it's the Democrats who are currently doing that. They are weaponizing the Pentagon. They're teaching, by the way, they're teaching officers in the military that if you are pro-life, that you could possibly be a domestic terrorist. They're teaching the military that Christians are bad people, that Christian organizations like the Family Research Council and American Family Association are domestic hate groups. There's some very bad stuff going on in this administration. So every time you hear a Democrat talking about, well, we just think he's Hitler, Hitler without a mustache. Folks, every time a Democrat does that, they are the ones who are the Nazis. I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. Where's Ben Dieter? Ben, I understand Ben was dealing with some trauma. I don't know what it was, but Dieter was really going through some stuff. He's very discouraged about the upcoming presidential election, and there's a lot going on. We're going to talk to Dieter about that in just a little while. But I will say this, and what I find to be very fascinating, is that there's a new study out. In this new study, 71% of Americans are experiencing some form of election stress. They're calling it election stress disorder. This is according to the American Psychological Association. They found that 71% of adults feel stressed about the upcoming election, many citing concerns over political polarization and misinformation. According to a Gallup poll from 2024, 57% of respondents reported the election was a significant source of stress affecting their mental well-being. Is this true, ladies and gentlemen? Are you one of these individuals? Are you suffering from election stress?
It's real, Todd. I'm speaking as a respondent. No, they didn't call me. No, I didn't get surveyed, but I can't sleep at night.
Why can't you sleep at night?
I mean, Todd, if you just look at the left current, I mean, you could go through the list. Let's jail Trump. We're going to get rid of MAGA. That includes you. That includes me. Look at George Soros and what he's doing to radio stations. That's our job, except you own your own station. They want to end the Electoral College. They want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to ban voter ID, censor free speech. Do I go on? This is why I can't sleep at night.
So are you afraid that Trump is not going to win on Election Day, or that they might try to stomp Trump or steal the election?
Of course. I mean, I think we all have a little bit of trauma from 2020. I mean, do you remember where you were when on the day of the election 4 years ago, they said, all right, everybody go to bed because we don't know. And we all went to bed, and we all went to bed pretty encouraged unless you pulled an all-nighter. And we woke up the next morning and they said, oh, look, it's Joe Biden. And I'm telling you right now, Todd, if that happens, I'm not showing up to work on Wednesday morning, November the 6th, because I want it all to be over because it is causing intense amounts of anxiety.
Well, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the anomaly because I'm not all that anxious. I think Trump is going to win, and he's going to win in a landslide. And I have faith that the American people are going to do the right thing.
But what if he doesn't?
Well, then we're screwed.
Yeah. And that's why I can't sleep at night.
Well, you know, look, it's still going to be okay. I mean, right? Here's the deal. There's no other place for us to go. This is it, right? We are freedom's last stand. This is it. So if
you're not going to like what Canada, you know how Madonna always says she's moving to Canada.
God,
after they lose an election.
What the, have you tried their bacon up there? Come on,
they have great syrup.
That's no
though.
Life. That's no life. Come on, man.
Well, Elon Musk has said repeatedly that if we don't win on November 5th, there will never even be another swing state. We've been talking about these
That's
key
true.
Battleground states. He said, if we lose on November 5th, there won't be another Pennsylvania, North Carolina, these key battleground states.
And there's a lot of truth to that. And I do believe that to be the I mean, again, I am hopeful that we're going to win. But if we do lose, all of those things are true. I think we will lose the country if we lose in November, which is why we're begging people to get out and vote. The problem is we have a bunch of lazy ass conservatives in this country, and we have a lot of cowards who call themselves establishment Republicans or never Trumpers. And those people are, I think the never Trumpers are some of the most evil people in America. I truly do. And the reason why is because you know better. You know better. And they would rather turn our country over to Kamala Harris and the Marxist than stand alongside Donald Trump. I've always had a problem with that. Always had a problem with that. But it is curious here. And again, Ben, you heard Ben, and he's got some anxiety. He says he can't sleep at night. And, Ben, I think a lot of that could be the gunfire. You live in downtown Memphis, so a lot of that could just be, you know, the AR-15s going off.
Well, no, it's not that. I typically can fall asleep at night. I do the morning show.
So the gunfire doesn't bother you?
No, I'm used to it. It's okay. Like firecrackers. I see. I fall asleep to it. It's like white noise. I was enraged after the Oppo. I mean, Todd, you detailed it on your X pretty well. It was one headline after another. You haven't even talked about what the hooker that is now alleging that former President Donald Trump groped her. I mean, it was one nasty headline after another, and it was at the top and bottom of every hour yesterday. And at like 3 o'clock in the morning, I had to finally wind down.
But it's not true. None of it's true. They're all lies.
I know, but like a lot of people, I hate to say this, they believe anything they're told.
So let me ask you this. So part of your anxiety is that we have a very large segment of the population who are idiots.
I was talking to a friend of mine, a liberal, and hates the economy, has the same concerns that I do. But their number one thing is they actually think Trump is a threat to democracy. That actually is sellable to a lot of Americans. Wow. And the simple response to that is, but if it is true that Donald Trump is Hitler-lite, we experienced Hitler-lite for 4 years and we came out the other side. And to that, they just, you know, but again, January 6th. So there's a lot of people that cannot stomach Trump because of these headlines that are coming out of the Atlantic, even though I think you debunked it on this program.
Well, we do our best. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines here. And folks, I'm wondering, what do you tell voters like Ben Dieter, who do have anxiety and are very concerned about what could happen if Kamala Harris wins? What do you tell folks like that? How do you walk them back from the ledge? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Hang tight. We're going to go right to the phones. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a 70-year-old man. I'm not a young guy, and I'm an ex-athlete. Well, yeah, when I was taking it, I recognized that I was feeling better, you know what I'm saying? And just mentally knowing is important also.
I am a customer of you guys. I love your product. Love it, love it. Nothing but good things to say about your product. I love it. And as long as y'all are going to sell it, I'm going to take it as long as I can.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
All right. right. We're trying to talk Ben Dieter off the ledge here today, folks. Let's go to Sarah, listening to us on WDUN. All right, Sarah, what advice do you give to voters like Ben Dieter? Apparently, an overwhelming majority of the country is dealing with this.
Can you hear me, Todd?
Loud and clear. Let's go.
Okay. Well, hang on just a minute, please.
All right, let's put Sarah on hold, and we'll get back to Sarah. Let's go to Charles in Statesville, North Carolina. All right, Charles, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. So, Todd, I believe that Trump is going to win this election. Everything I'm sensing and feeling and seeing makes me think that. However, we can still lose it if we sit on our butts and don't vote, or these illegal ballots start coming in. But I think that if Trump wins, I think what's going to happen is what Mark Halperin's saying. You're going to see a meltdown with the left. I think you're going to see violence from now until Inauguration Day, possibly another assassination attempt. If the left wins, if we see vote counting stop like we did in 2020 at, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and Trump is way ahead, and then the next morning or over the coming days, he's all of a sudden behind, and it can't really be explained, I think you're going to see the country coming apart. So regardless of who wins, I think that there's going to be instability and upheaval. But I think we as conservatives need to do what you suggested at the start of your show. We've got to stick together. We've got to show our support. We don't need to cower, and we need to push back, you know, forcefully if necessary, legally. But, you know, Ben and other people like him, they're just going to have courage and trust in the process. I think that a lot of things have changed since 2020. There's going to be a lot of eyes on this election. And I just think the American people are just plumb fed up with what's going on. That comment that Kamala Harris made last night about, you know, Trump being a fascist, I mean, that just kind of put me over the edge. But I just
me too.
Super sick and tired of it.
Let me tell you something. And Charles, so hold on. I want to make sure I get this right. Hey, Dieter. So Charles from North Carolina is saying, suck it up, buttercup. Is that pretty much what you're saying there, Charles?
That's it. That's all exactly that's what I'm saying, yeah. But, yeah, it's going to be – it's all hands on deck now.
Yes,
now
it is.
Election day. But, yeah, I think Trump is going to pull this out. I've been driving by and looking at the lines of people voting, looking at the color of shirts that they're wearing, just listening to conversations and things. And the left is really worried. I mean, these early voting percentages showing Republicans surging, is they're scared to death. And the only thing they can do now is to try to demonize Trump and demonize MAGA.
That's it. Charles, appreciate the call. Let's go to Joanne in Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM. All right, Joanne, what do you have to say to encourage Dieter?
I just want to say we're all stressed. I'm stressed. But I also have faith that Trump will win. Regardless of what happened in 2020, I just have a feeling that we're going to pull through. I'm looking at the numbers, whether it's they're fake or not. You know, I just have faith. I also keep myself busy so that I'm not so stressed, and it helps me sleep at night. And I know that Ben runs 10 miles a day. I don't do that, but I work out, I have yoga class, I swim, you know, I stay constantly busy, and that helps.
Speaking of yoga, someone sent me this. I'm going so far off topic here. Where's my yoga story? I'm going to find this yoga story. We'll get to this a little bit later on, but here we go. Joanne, maybe you can help me with this. So someone posted this. They said their next door neighbor started teaching a yoga class in her backyard, which is no big deal because it was her backyard. But apparently they don't have fences in the backyard separating the homes. So now apparently the yoga class has spread into the neighbor's backyard. And they're pretty much taking over half the lawn every Saturday morning. And now they've set up an entire speaker system blasting like calming nature sounds and healing frequencies while the neighbor's just trying to enjoy coffee. So anyway, she asked the neighbor to stop, and the neighbor said, oh, it's all just one big green space anyway. What advice? What would you do if, I mean, you'd mentioned yoga. I mean, what would you do if your neighbor basically took over your backyard for a yoga class?
Well, I would walk out there with my rifle, and that would get them off my property real quick. I don't put up with that. So, and that's not very calming.
No, it's
having
not.
A speaker system blast while you're doing yoga. I like it dark and quiet.
Joanne, so I got my lawn. I've been having some trouble sleeping at night, so I got one of these Google Home things, and you can put like little calming sleeping sounds. And apparently, mine got stuck on tree frogs. And I got to tell you, I have not had a good night's rest in a long time. I finally had to unplug the blasted thing. I couldn't get the tree frogs to shut up.
Oh, no, I use like rain sounds because and I put it on repeat, so I don't
go
get
pee
any
in
of
the
that
middle of the night. I don't want to do that. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that, well, that makes sense. That makes sense. All right. Well, Joanne, thank you for the advice there. You mentioned yoga, and that reminded me of that story. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to Patty, WSIC. Patty, I think Ben just may need some of your tough love.
You know what? He better calm down because I'm sorry. I'm 64. I'm much older than Ben. But let me tell you something, Todd. Everybody calm down. I don't listen to the polls. I don't believe in polls. The only polls that they listen to are Super Bowl, okay? And let me tell you something. I think Donald Trump, I told you this before, Todd, he's going to win. And he's going to, all hell's going to break loose in this country. You know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but let me jump in here because Patty told me over the break if the election doesn't go our way, we're leaving the country. That's what Patty isn't saying.
I'm on a plane with Vin.
Yep, we're gone. Yep. TripAdvisor's already up on my browser, Patty. I'll book your ticket.
So you let me know, Ben, because I'm on a plane with you, because I'm leaving the country, too. Just like every liberal said they're leaving the country.
Oh, God. Well, Patty, Patty, this is not helpful.
Everybody calm down. Everybody's getting crazy. He's going to win.
Patty's telling people, calm down, and you've got your bags packed. You're on your way to the airport.
Right now, are you crazy? I'm a nutcase. You know what? Everybody, say I'm making people laugh. That's a good thing. Everybody go laugh.
You know, the only polls I listen to are the guys who make my pierogies down at the Polish Bake Shop.
Well, you know, the
only polls.
The polls in the Biden family were stripper polls, right? Hunter stripper polls.
Oh well, that's true. That fair enough. And look, as long as they pay their taxes, what do I care? It's a free country.
Well, you can tell Vin to calm down. I love you guys, and I will be on a plane with you, Vin. I will.
All right. As long as it's not Spirit, we've got those tickets booked. All right.
Well, I'm not sitting next to a bowling window.
No.
Okay, Vin? No way. You could have the door. I ain't going there.
All right, Patty. Thank you. Wow. Okay. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I love the product. Because I'm already here at almost 80 knocking on my door. When I started taking Balance of Nature, I'm telling you, it wasn't a month after that, maybe 2 months after that, I started really feeling the difference.
I love Balance of Nature. I will take it to the day I die. It's wonderful. I feel so much better. I'm telling everybody about it. And I just feel better. I mean, it's just amazing how much better I feel on this stuff. I got excited about the product because I started feeling better. They asked me, does it work? I said, yes, it works. You got to try it. It will work.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
All right, folks, don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax TV. Man, we are having a lot of fun on that program. Do you realize I'm the only host on Newsmax that actually goes onto the live chat on YouTube? And I actually go at it. And we have a lot of fun. We talk to fans. We talk to trolls. We talk to just about everybody. But it's going to be a fun show this evening. And again, that's 5 o'clock Eastern. By the way, Newsmax is just running and gunning. They are now one of the top U.S. news brands in the country. And we want to tell you about Newsmax's planned IPO. You may even be eligible to buy those preferred shares in Newsmax before any IPO. And if you want information on that, go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. You can actually become a co-owner of a news powerhouse. Make sure you consult with your attorney, your financial advisor. And again, you know, investors, you guys are responsible for doing your own due diligence. NewsmaxInvest.com. And you'll be able to get all the intel there. I want to go back and play some audio. This is someone earlier in this hour referenced the moment that Kamala Harris was asked a question from Anderson Cooper that really set off the country. Cut 18.
Do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I also believe that the people who know him best on this subject should be trusted.
This is very dangerous rhetoric coming from the Democrats and coming from Kamala Harris. And it's an absolutely shameful thing that's happening. As a matter of fact, when you look at what Kamala Harris had to say from the Naval Observatory, the home of the vice president, this is a woman who hates Donald Trump. And that does seem to be, you know, I think that's why she's having a problem articulating her positions on these issues, is that really she's only running on hatred. She's running on this idea that she's going to be able to convince all of you to hate Donald Trump as well. But clearly, even the folks on MSDNC, they were talking to folks And they're just not having it. Cut number 9.
What are your feelings? And let me start with the women here about Kamala Harris.
She's a woman of color. I'm not putting her down because of that, and I'm not putting her down because she's a woman. I'm not a feminist, so I'm sorry. But at the end of the day, I don't think that she has the personality. I don't think that she has what it takes to go up against Putin and go up against these other presidents that are built for this. I don't want to be scared because my president is scared. I want my president to feel secure and manly and about it.
We brought up gender, right? Like, do you think it matters that she's a woman and people aren't comfortable having a woman in a top leadership role?
No, I don't think that, because most men, they love their mothers. They love their wives. So as a woman, most men, they respect the woman, but she just don't have the qualification or the education to really run America, because she don't have the experience. She don't understand our struggles. And for me to believe you for another 4 years, you're crazy.
Right.
Like, you're crazy. You're saying the same thing that you said 4 years ago.
So the fact that she's the vice president,
that's
to you,
the bottom line.
You're like, you've been here, you've had a chance.
Yes.
Well, for me, the very first time I ever heard the name Kamala Harris, it was in association to locking up parents for a truancy. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I ever heard of her name. And I really didn't understand how this person claims to be a black woman, but yet she's locking up black women and black men and separating families.
This is a thing that is, Trump talks about this a lot. He says, you know, Kamala Harris became black when it was convenient.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you talk to me about, do you agree with him on that? Do you feel like she's wearing her blackness?
Absolutely. When she sworn into the Senate, it was as the first Indian American.
Thank you.
It's fine. We don't care. Yeah.
We all know she's not black. Let's understand that. We are all clear of that. But my point of view, like I told you earlier, she's already been there. She's in office right now.
Wow. MSDNC wasn't expecting that. They sent that reporter to Detroit, and these are black men and women who are voting Republican, and they see through what the Democrat Party is trying to sell. Folks, I am telling you, and again, this show is about hope, and I truly believe that Donald Trump is going to win in massive numbers, And I believe that historic numbers of blacks and Hispanics are going to be voting for President Trump in November. I want to go right now to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to Caroline Leavitt, President Trump's national press secretary. And Caroline, I have to tell you that the campaign, you guys are cooking with gas, as we say back home in Memphis.
Yeah, that's one way to put it, Todd. We definitely feel as though the momentum is in President Trump's favor right now. He is working so incredibly hard, just barnstorming the country day after day, state after state, holding multiple events every single day, and proving to the American people why he is the candidate to fix all of the problems that Kamala Harris has created over the past 4 years. And if you notice, Todd, Kamala Harris has really shifted her message over the last couple of weeks. She came into this as the change candidate, the candidate of hope and joy. Now she has become incredibly angry and defensive, and she's resorting back to the Democrat Party's instincts, which is to attack Donald Trump with lies and smears. And it's not going to work, because they've been doing that now for 8 years, and President Trump is more popular today than he ever has been since 2016.
You're right. I mean, the whole hope and joy vibe has turned into the doom and gloom vibe. And I am so impressed with the American people, because they're not buying what the media is trying to sell. And even CNN last night, Caroline, this disastrous town hall meeting, I was sort of impressed to see Anderson Cooper pushing back a time or two.
Well, you know, Kamala Harris went on CNN last night with the friendly network for her, with one of the friendliest hosts she could find. And it was still arguably her worst implosion to date. She was terrible. She couldn't answer a straight question. And she's having a really hard time right now, Todd, because Kamala Harris, in her core, at her heart, is a truly radical liberal person. And she is trying to be more moderate. That's what her advisors have told her to do. She's having a hard time with that because she does not want to lose the base of far-left activists that have elected her to the Senate career. But she also, you know, needs to get some of those undecided voters in the middle who just are not buying her right now. So she's stuck in between a rock and a hard place, and that's why she can't answer a straight question. It's such a sharp contrast to President Trump, who is an authentic person with conviction and knows what he believes and will run through a wall defending those positions and defending what he thinks is right for this country and for the American people. And I think that's the type of leader people want right now. They're done with the BS. They're done with the problems of the last 4 years. They're fed up with phony politicians like Kamala Harris, who just go wherever the political wind blows her.
Caroline, I'm curious what the campaign is saying and your analysis on the early voting numbers. I mean, it is off the charts. They're now saying 30% of all registered voters in Georgia have already cast ballots. What is that telling you guys?
Yeah, we are feeling very good about where early voting stands. Look, let me preface by saying we're not taking a single second or vote for granted, and we're actively working on the ground every day to encourage people to get out and to vote early. And the reason for that is because you don't know what can happen to you on election day. You know, you could have a very busy day and not have time to make it to the polls. You could get sick. You don't know. So bank your vote early, and then you have more time to encourage as many people as possible to get out to the polls as well. But what we're seeing taking place with the early vote is really remarkable. We're seeing massive swings in states like North Carolina. We are seeing in Nevada, the first day of early voting, it was 16 points better than it was in 2020. Pennsylvania early voting is 21 points better than it was in 2020. And same thing in Wisconsin as well. So all signs point towards Republicans are picking up on President Trump's message to get out and to vote early. And we're going to continue to power through over the next 12 days and bank as many votes as we can get.
I think it's pretty exciting. And I know that Tennessee, we're a super red state, but we're seeing a lot of Kamala Harris commercials in the Memphis area. But I just, Caroline, I'm telling you, even in blue Memphis, Tennessee, I have actually seen more Trump signs than I have Kamala Harris signs. And I think that says something, because this is a radically progressive part of Tennessee. So I just think the message is hitting home. And ultimately, this is going to be about how much you pay for eggs and hamburger down at the Kroger.
That's right. And people are not going to buy Kamala Harris's messaging. She's only been Democrat candidate for 70 days. So 70 days of terrible messaging, I may add, is not enough to rewrite the last 47 months of misery under her leadership. as vice president. Kamala Harris broke the border. She broke the economy. She broke our standing on the world stage. Only President Trump can fix it. And that's our final message over the next 12 days to Americans who may be undecided in this election, though it's hard to believe there's still people who haven't made up their minds at this point. But if there are, we're going to go get them.
Caroline, how is the president doing? I mean, it's got to this the constant attacks have to wear on. I mean, they would certainly wear on me. But how's he doing in this home stretch?
You know, they really don't wear on him, Todd. It's remarkable. I'm always inspired and just really in awe anytime I'm with President Trump, because no matter what the day brings, he's positive, he's his funny self, and he works harder than literally anyone in American politics. I think I'm a third of his age, and it's difficult for myself and our campaign to keep up with him because he works so hard and he never stops. And he's just so determined. And I think every time they've punched him, he's just come back harder. And they've really, I guess they're still underestimating him in that. I mean, look at the adversity he's gone through. He has been indicted 4 times. He's had baseless indictments. They took his mugshot. They tried to put him in jail. I sat with him for 6 weeks in a dirty New York City courthouse that they kept him to throughout the summer. He's had 2 assassination attempts on his life. They've investigated his business. They've gone after his family. And here he is today, 12 days from the election, more popular than ever in the eyes of the American people. He will win on November 5th, Todd, and it is going to be the greatest political comeback in American history.
I'm with you 1,000%. And Caroline, and you guys know this, they have been calling every single Republican presidential candidate, Adolf Hitler, going all the way back to Goldwater in the 1960s. Nixon, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, you had McCain, Romney, both Bushes, and of course, President Trump. And I just think the American people are just now just like, okay, what next? What you got next?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. These accounts or these lies don't sell in the eyes of the American people because
right.
They lived under Donald Trump for 4 years and he was not anything close to it's even. I don't even want to say that. Their comparison of him to Hitler is egregious and
it's
insane.
Sickening.
And people know that our democracy was much stronger under President Trump. We had peace and stability in the Middle East, no war in Ukraine, a secure border here at home, and a booming economy. That sounds a heck of a lot better to me than what we have today under Kamala Harris.
Well, Caroline, you guys are in the home stretch. I've been on the reporter side of this and embedded with the campaign. So enjoy those 2 hours of sleep a night for the next couple of days.
Oh, I certainly am. Thank you, Todd. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, hang in there, Caroline Leavitt, the National Press Secretary for President Trump, and it is, folks, it is going to be a madhouse heading into Election Day. I remember back when I was embedded in the Obama campaign. Fox sent me over there to hang with those guys, traveled with Obama for 3 months, and you were lucky to get 2 hours of sleep a night. It was insane. All right, let's try to work in a call here. First, let's go to Dan in Cleveland, Georgia, wanting to weigh in on early voting, our great radio station up there in those parts. Hi, Dan, what's going on?
Hello, how are you doing, Todd?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Good. I want to give you some credentials. First of all, real quick, I was a contract programmer in my career for about 25, 30 years. I worked everywhere from Rhode Island to California and solved many problems. I could very easily swing an election from software if I wanted to. If you have one machine to read the ballot, and you take it and put it in another one, hey, you know.
All right, we have got a bad connection there. Let's try to get Dan to call back in, and we'll try to get him back on. Let's go to Lisa in Maine, WLOB. Hi, Lisa. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call in for words of encouragement. My neighbor and I and my boyfriend voted early yesterday, and he talked my boyfriend into voting for the first time in 40 years. We went Republican, and it is so exciting. We're in our 60s and 70s, and it's so exciting to see, you know, all of us taking back this country.
So, Lisa, you're telling me that your boyfriend voted for the first time?
In 40 years, yep.
Wow. The studio audience has gone nuts.
Well, we know how corrupt the system is, you know what I mean? And so he just didn't vote because it's like, you know, why bother? You know what I mean? It's only going to be taken from us. Year. And so, yeah, he voted yesterday, Republican, registered, and early voted.
Lisa, I am so excited to hear this, and that's what it's going to take. Every person, you know, it doesn't matter. You don't have to go out there and reach 20 or 30 people, just one person. That one person, and if you can get that one person to vote, then you're going to make all the difference in the world. Lisa, God bless you, and thank you so much for calling in. Let's go to Dottie in Jackson, Tennessee, home of rockabilly. All right, Dottie, what's going on?
How are you doing, Mr. Starr? I just was listening to the different people talking, and yes. I just want you all just to take a chill pill. The Lord and President Trump got this, okay? Because I believe in my heart that Jesus would never have protected President Trump from two assassination attempts. And they said it was a third one, but this was a setup, so it didn't really count. And wouldn't have him on, I mean, going like the energizing bunny. Now, this takes the anointing to be up and running and being in two or three places in the same day.
That or some Red Bull, yeah.
Well, it is. So that's what I'm saying. He's full of energy, them and that vitality, and he's surrounding himself with positive people who are encouraging him to soldier on. So that's why I know I was upset with the Lord in 2020. I was. I stayed upset with him for 3 months until he finally let me calm down, and then he explained to me why he did not allow President Trump to win in 2020. He wanted to expose the corrupt swamp, deep swamp, and all the criminal activity. So people are awake now. So that's what the Lord wanted to happen.
Dottie,
so people will knock you down now to go vote for President Trump.
Dottie, we are awake, not woke. That's the rally cry.
Yes.
All right.
So that's why I thank the Lord for not allowing him to win in 2020, but everybody's on board just about.
I love it. The Trump train. All right, Dottie, good call. We've got to leave it there, my friend. Dottie listening to us on WTJS in Jackson, Tennessee. What a great town. Frankie Lax, great afternoon drive host there in the area. There you go, Dieter. Dottie says you got to take a chill pill.
I need that prescription. Someone needs to connect me with the pharmaceutical company prescribing pills.
We'll get you a six-pack of Red Bull, too. You'll be in the spirit. All right, folks, hang tight. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, coming up on Newsmax tonight, Sebastian Gorka joins me along with Ben Dieter, going to be on the TV, and Kiefer Thompson, who is half of the country music duo Thompson Square. They have a brand new song out for Patriots called Make America Great Again. So we're going to have a lot of fun. That's 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. And folks, don't forget, head over to the Todd Stern store and start buying some awesome merch. Be sure to get a signed copy of our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Draw. You be good, America.